Oh Jesus,
Oh, Yes.
this is your class.
这是你自己的课。
We are all your students.
我们都是你的学生。
We want to hear from you.
我们想要听你。
Open our ears.
打开我们的耳朵。
Open our hearts.
打开我们的心。
That we may hear your voice.
好，叫我们真能听到你的声音。
We pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们求你赐下圣灵的恩膏。
We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，我们欢迎你。
We invite you into every room.
我们邀请你临到每一个课室。
We believe you to be with every student.
我们相信你现在就跟每一个学员同在。
Give us ears to hear.
给我们一个能听的耳朵。
And hearts to receive.
给我们一个能接受你道的心。
What you would say to us.
好像我们能够得接受你要向我们所说的。
Oh Lord, your spirit speaks all one language.
哦，你的圣灵只用一种语言来说。
So we are open to hear your voice.
所以我们就打开来，来听你用你的语言来向我们说。
We glorify your name.
我们荣耀你的名。
We want you to be the teacher.
我们愿意你自己做我们的老师。
Just like you taught when you were here on earth.
就像你当年行走在地上的时候，你来教导许多的人。
You told us you would go away, but that you would send the Holy Spirit to be our teacher.
你也教导我们，你要去，然后你去了，你会把圣灵差遣来我们中间。
So that's why we invite him to draw near.
所以在这里，我们就来邀请圣灵来靠近我们。
Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth.
主人说。仆人静听。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
大家早或是晚安。
This is our last session together, and I'm already missing you.
这是我们这一系列课的最后一堂，可是我告诉大家，我已经开始想念你们了。
I wish that we would continue in His presence always.
我里面的盼望是我们会持续的在他的同在里面。
Our last lesson is on humility.
我们这最后一堂课，我们要来教导关于谦卑。
And you remember that before Jesus went to the cross, his last lesson was teaching on humility.
当主耶稣他去十字架的时候，他最后一个功课就是关于谦卑。
Remember, he took the basin of water.
你记得他拿了一盆水。
And he washed the feet of the disciples.
他在那里洗门徒的脚。
He was the Lord, the King of glory.
他是主，他是那荣耀的王。
But he stooped down to wash their feet.
然而他却自己谦卑下来，来洗门徒的脚。
This was his last lesson.
这是他最后的一个功课。
Just like this morning, it's our last lesson.
就好像今天早上，我们也要上最后一堂课。
Well, Peter didn't understand it. He said, "Oh no, not me! Don't wash my feet."
彼得在那里，他不明白，他说：“主啊，你永不可以洗我的脚。”
But Jesus said, "If I don't wash you, you don't have a part with me."
可是主耶稣告诉他，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
Oh, then Peter said, "Wash my hands and my feet all over."
彼得就赶快说，不但是脚，连我的头也要一起洗了。
But Jesus said, "If I wash your feet, you're clean."
可是主耶稣说，我若洗了你的脚，你就干净了。
Something about our feet, it represents our ways.
我们的脚常常说到我们做事的方法，或是我们的道路。
We walk about on our feet.
因为我们是靠着我们的脚来走路。
And in those days, with their sandals, their feet were very dirty.
在主耶稣的时代，他们是穿着拖鞋，所以他们的脚常常是很脏的。
Only the servants washed feet.
只有是那种卑贱的奴仆才会给人家洗脚。
And that's when Jesus said to them, "I am among you as one who serves."
这就是主耶稣告诉他们，我在你们中间就好像做仆人的。
And those of us who have been called to minister or to teach or to lead, we are called to be servants.
在我们当中，那些蒙召要做老师、要做牧师、要做领袖的，记得我们是被呼召要做人的用人或是仆人。
This is the only university that Jesus opened.
主耶稣他开了只是单单的一个大学。
This is the most important school, he said.
这是最重要的一个学校。
And tells us in Matthew.Chapter 11, verse 28, Come, learn from me.
我们记得在马太福音第十一章那边，他说你们要来学我的样式。
I want you to look at me.
我要你们来看我。
Watch how I handle situations.
你们来留意我在各种情况下我是怎么样子来反应，我怎么样来做。
And he describes himself to them. He said, I am meek and lowly in heart.
主耶稣在那里告诉他们，我的心柔和谦卑。
And if you learn this lesson, you will find rest for your souls.
他说，你们如果学了这个样，我的样式，你们学会这个功课，你们的心就必得享安息。
You may remember his first lesson,On the Beatitudes.
大家记不记得他在登山宝训他教的第一个功课
He said, Blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God.
他在那里说那些清心的人有福了他们必得见神
And that blessed are the poor in spirit.
他在那里说虚心的人有福了
Those that have nothing in themselves.
就是那些他们在自己里面已经失去了一切。
They'll receive the kingdom.
这些人他们天国是他们的。
He also said, Blessed are the meek, you will inherit the earth.
他也讲到温柔的人有福了他们必承受地土。
And in the verse we first read, Jesus says that he is meek and lowly in heart.
那我们刚才读到主耶稣他说我的心柔和谦卑。
Let us draw near to him that he may show us the path to this life of depending on him.
让我们再次来亲近他让他向我们启示一个单单依靠的生活是怎么回事。
He presented himself to God as an empty vessel.
他把自己好像一个倒空的器皿那样子献在神的面前。
He surrendered his life.
他把他自己的生命降服了。
Daily, he was obedient to the Father's command.
每一天他都顺服在天父的旨意之下。
His final act of obedience led him to the cross.
他那最后一个顺服的他的方式就是他一直的走到十字架上。
But prior to the cross, he surrendered his will daily to be led by the Spirit.
可是我们要记得，他还没有上十字架之前，他每一天都是活在一个让十字架在他身上做工的顺服里面。
Under all circumstances, he obeyed his Father's voice.
在各样的环境里面，他顺服父所向他所说的话。
How did he hear from his father?
他就是这样子来跟随父。
In the Gospels, we find many times he goes apart on a mountain and stays all night hearing from his father.
我们在福音书也读到，有许多时候他就独自的一人来花时间来亲近父神。
He won the complete victory over all pride.
他在骄傲这件事情上面，他得着了完全的胜利。
And the only way we can obtain that victory is allow him to take the throne of our hearts.
我们如果想要这样的得胜，我们唯一的道路就是要让他在我们的心里面做宝座。
Let him live out his life within us.
让他活出他的生命从我们的里面。
That's a life of obedience.
这样的生命就是一个顺服的生命。
That's taking up our cross daily and following him.
就是我们可以天天的背起十字架来跟随他。
When the angels in heaven chose to exalt themselves, their pride changed them into the demons of hell.
当那天上的天使他们开始把自己高抬起来的时候，他们的骄傲就使他们这些天使变成了魔鬼。
Satan breathed his poison of pride into Adam and Eve.
撒旦也把他那个骄傲的毒气吹到亚当夏娃的心里。
And when they yielded to his temptation to exalt themselves, all sin came into their heart.
当他们降服于这个骄傲的这个试探的时候，罪就进到他们的心中。
Self became that idol in their heart.
因为他把自己抬高，自己就成为他们的偶像了。
Self-exaltation, self-pleasing, self-esteem.
就是那些自高，那些自尊，那些自己高抬自己。
It is in our very blood.
这些都在我们的血液里面流。
Because we're all of Adam's race.
因为我们都是亚当的后裔。
We're so desperately in need of the powerful blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all sin.
我们多么的需要主耶稣那大有能力的血，把我们从罪里面来洗净出来。
And what does sin really consist?
到底罪包含了什么呢?
It's self-exaltation and pride.
就是那些自高，就是骄傲。
The enemy said to Eve, you'll become like God.
那些仇敌告诉夏娃说，你就能够像神一样。
It appealed to her.
这句话好像打动了他的心。
And we all know the horrible result of that temptation.
我们大家都知道那个试探所带来的后果是何等的可怕。
Well, our wonderful God had a remedy.
我们的神为我们开了一条解决的方案。
He was going to give his son to set us free from the power of sin.
他要把他自己的儿子赏给我们，把我们从罪的能力里面、权势里面救出来。
He chose to fill us with his spirit of humility.
他要用他自己那谦卑的灵来充满我们。
But we have a choice.
可是我们自己需要做一个选择。
Will we allow him to humble us?
我们会不会容许神来做那个使我们降卑的工作呢？
If we come to see ourselves the way God sees us, we're tempted to despair.
如果我们看见自己好像神那样清楚地看见我们一样，我们会落入一个试探，好像我们会很沮丧。
We see that hidden power of self that demands first place and to be esteemed by everyone.
我们会看见在我们的里面有那个能力很强的那个老自己，渴望让所有周围的人来来捧我们，来奉承我们。
It was especially difficult for Job until he saw the Lord.
我们看到约伯的故事，对他来讲，这是一个很困难的一个功课，一直到他看见了主。
He said, I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
记得他说，我从前风闻有你，但如今我亲眼见你。
Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
He was such a righteous person by man's standards.
照着人的标准来看，他是那样子一个义人，一个没有瑕疵的义人。
And he thought he was pretty good too.
他自己看自己也觉得他很好。
But when he saw the Lord, he was convinced he was vile and full of sin.
直到他看见了主，他才真正的被说服，知道他自己是一个邪恶、充满罪的人。
Don't be afraid to ask God to show you yourself and your sin the way he sees you.
大家不用害怕来求主向我们启示。我们完全清楚地看见我们自己，看见我们的罪。
It's the first step to being set free.
这事实上是我们得着释放的第一步。
I would rather have him show me now than when I stand before him in heaven.
我宁可他今天就向我启示，不要等到那一天我在天上在他面前的时候，他才让我看见。
Because now we have time to seek his face for deliverance.
因为现在我们看见了，我们仍然有时间，我们可以来寻求他的面，来寻求他的拯救。
We can never do in eternity what we should have done in time.
要记得，我们在永恒里面，我们没有办法来做我们今天应该做的事。
Now we have the opportunity to.Be set free.
我们今天，我们有那个机会可以来学习，可以来得着释放。
So Jesus invites us, come, learn from me.
主耶稣邀请我们，你们来，你们来学我的样式。
I am meek, I am lowly in heart.
我心柔和谦卑。
Oh, to catch sight of the Lamb of God.
Oh, 让我们真是能够被这个神的羔羊的形象所抓住。
He was slain from the foundation of the world.
就是从创世以前就被杀的羔羊。
In order to give us this glorious freedom.
好使他能够赐给我们这个荣耀的自由。
From Genesis to Revelation, we have a picture of the Lamb of God.
从创世纪一直到启示录，我们可以看见这个羔羊的形象，它的图画。
This morning, I want to look at Jesus as the Lamb of God.
今天早上，我要来用这个角度，或者说我要来看耶稣，是看他是那个神的羔羊。
Right in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 22.
在创世纪第二十二章一开始
，When Abraham stepped out to obey God's command to sacrifice his son Isaac，
当亚伯拉罕在他的顺服信心的顺服里面决定要顺服神，把他的儿子以撒献上
，God asked him put Isaac on the altar，
所以他把 以撒摆在祭坛上面。
But Isaac wondered, where's the lamb?
可是在那里以撒说燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Abraham told him, God will provide a lamb.
可是亚伯拉罕告诉他说我儿神必自己预备。
And we know that's exactly what happened.
我们记得在那里神确实预备了那个羊羔。
As Abraham went to slay his son, the angel of the Lord stopped him.
当亚伯拉罕拿着刀要杀他儿子的时候，耶和华的使者就拦阻了他。
And he saw in the thicket a ram.
他就看到在树中、树丛中有一只公羊。
God provided that lamb.
神在那里预备了一只羊。
He spared Isaac's life.
在那里，他存留了以撒的生命。
And he blessed Abraham for all generations.
神在那里，他祝福亚伯拉罕到世世代代。
Because Abraham was obedient.
因为亚伯拉罕在那里，他顺服了。
That was the opposite of way Adam and Eve were. They were disobedient.
这刚好与亚当夏娃的行为相反，因为亚当夏娃他们在那里悖逆了。
But Abraham was obedient to the very end.
可是亚伯拉罕他顺服一直到底。
God blesses obedience.
神就祝福这样子的顺服。
And God promised a blessing over all of Abraham's children.
因此神就祝福亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He's called the father of faith.
他也被称为是信心之父。
Even though God spared Isaac, he did not spare his own son.
神在那里，他存留了以撒的生命，可是神并没有留下他自己的儿子。
Paul tells us in the book of Romans, God did not spare his own son.
保罗在罗马书那里告诉我们，神既不吝惜自己的儿子。
He delivered him up for us all.
为我们而献上。
And shall he not along with him also freely give us all things?
神岂不将万物与他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He's given us everything to enjoy along with enjoying his son.
神把万物一切的事情都赐给我们，跟着他的儿子一起赐给我们来享受。
He gives us the blessing of his presence.
他把他同在的祝福赐给我们。
The victory over self.
是一个能够胜过自己的。
Healing for our bodies.
也是能够医治我们的身体的祝福。
Oh, and the outpouring of his spirit.
哦，都在那个他所赐下圣灵的恩膏里。
He gave his son to be that sacrificial lamb.
他把他的儿子当作那个献祭的羊羔赐给我们。
When Jesus came to be baptized by John,
当主耶稣他要受施洗约翰的洗的时候。
You remember, John recognized that he was the Lamb of God.
我们记得在那里，约翰他认出主耶稣是那神的羔羊。
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world."
他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
I asked one class. How did John know that Jesus was the Lamb of God?
曾经有一次上课的时候，我问说，为什么施洗约翰能够认出来主耶稣是神的羔羊呢？
And one teacher answered and said, he was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb.
然后那个有一个老师就告就就说就回答说，哦，你记得施洗约翰 他是被圣灵充满了，他在母腹里就被圣灵充满。
And when Jesus walked toward him, the Holy Spirit spoke through John, "Here's the Lamb of God."
当主耶稣向他走过来的时候，好像圣灵就在那里指示他说，看，这就是那神的羔羊。
All the Jewish people were aware that the lamb was to be sacrificed to cover their sin.
所有的犹太人都知道，羊羔要作为献祭，是为着他们的罪。
It had to be a spotless lamb.
那需要是一个没有瑕疵、没有斑点的羔羊。
No defects in it.
没有任何的瑕疵的。
And it was to be offered on the altar.
那个羊羔需要在祭坛上面被献上。
Because it was a picture of God sending His own Son to be the Lamb of God.
在那里为我们描绘一个图画，就是有一天神怎么样子会差遣他自己的儿子为我们牺牲。
God tells us that the life is in the blood.
神在旧约都告诉我们，活物的生命是在血中。
The blood that flows through your body brings life to every cell.
在我们身体里面流的血，他把生命带到每一个细胞里面。
But the blood we have from Adam's race is full of sin.
可是我们从亚当所继承下来的血是充满了罪的。
When we accept the Lamb of God into our life, He brings a new blood.
当我们接受神的羔羊做我们的生命的时候，他就带进了新的血。
Oh, and there is power in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣的宝血里面是满了大能。
We believe in the blood of the Lamb.
我们信靠羔羊的血。
It covers all our guilt and shame.
它遮盖我们一切的罪，遮盖我们一切的羞耻。
But more than that, it breaks the power of sin.
可是更要紧的，他把那罪的权势打破了。
When we begin to see ourselves the way the Lord Jesus sees us, and we cry for the blood to cover us,
当我们好像神看我们的样子，看见我们自己的时候，在我们里面就会生出一个呼喊：“神啊，你来洁净我们。”
This was a wonderful word that John the Baptist cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
当施洗约翰他这样子宣告的时候，那是何等美好的一个宣告！他说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
He takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah, 归给羔羊。
Well, you know, in the book of Revelation, what they're saying.Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
我们记得在启示录那里也讲到，被杀的羔羊是配得称颂的。
All of heaven rejoices.
天上在天堂有都在那里欢喜。
And when the disciple John saw Jesus in heaven, he saw him as a lamb slain.
启示录当施洗约翰看见主耶稣的时候，他也看见那位被杀的羔羊。
And all through eternity, the Lamb will be recognized as the mighty conqueror.
一直到永恒里面，这位羔羊都会一直的这个羔羊的形象，大家都可以知道他是那一位得胜者。
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah, 归给羔羊。
Now, 700 years before Jesus came upon the earth, Isaiah prophesied about him.
大概主耶稣降生的700多年以前，在那里先知以赛亚说的就说了一个预言。
Isaiah recognized the coming Savior would be like a lamb.
在那里以赛亚他看见那个将要来的救主，他是带着羔羊的形象。
We read Isaiah chapter 53, we see the crucifixion.
我们如果读以赛亚书53章，我们在那里读到耶稣被钉的景象。
I often wonder how the Jewish people could read the Old Testament and not see Jesus.
我有时候在想，为什么今天犹太人他们可以读旧约，可是却没有看见主耶稣。
From the beginning to the end, it describes the crucifixion.
从一开始到末了，都给我们描绘出主耶稣被钉十字架的景象。
In verse 6 and 7, we read,
我们在第六节、第七节，我们看到
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We've turned everyone to our own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was led as a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
And a sheep before a shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Pilate marveled at this, at the crucifixion, that Jesus did not defend himself.
在主耶稣被钉的时候，他从来没有为自己辩护。
He fulfilled the scripture, he opened not his mouth.
他应验了旧约所描述的，他也是这样不开口。
How important it is what comes out of our mouth.
我们的嘴巴所出来的是很要紧的一件事。
If God can get a hold of our tongues, he has control.
如果神能够掌管我们的舌头，他就能够掌管我们这个人。
That's why he wanted to give us the Holy Spirit to control our tongues.
这就是为什么神也给我们圣灵来管制我们的舌头。
Oh, sometimes our tongues can be very critical.
你知道我们的舌头有时候可以是很带着很批评的心的灵的。
And you know what kept the children of Israel out of the promised land? It was their complaining.
你们知道为什么旧约的以色列人他们进不去那个应许之地？他们在那里抱怨。
Oh, God wants to set us free from criticism.
Oh, 但愿神能够把我们从那个批评的事情中救拔出来。
He wants to take away all complaining.
他要帮助我们拿去一切我们的抱怨。
And everything that is exalting ourselves.
还有一切自高之事。
Jesus did not defend himself.
主耶稣他不为自己辩护。
He was like that lamb that when they are slaughtered, they are silent.
他就好像那个羊被牵上宰杀之地不开口。
That's not true in other animals.
我知道其他的动物不是这样的。
They make a great deal of howling and hollering.
一般动物他们被宰杀的时候，他们在那里哇哇叫，叫得很大声。
But Isaiah said, the Lord, the Lamb of God, was going to be silent.
可是以赛亚在这边说，这位神的羔羊，他要无声，他好像在剪毛的人手下无声。
He did not defend himself.
他不为自己来辩护。
Because he was meek and of a lowly in heart.
因为他的心是柔和谦卑的。
He knew God would defend him.
他知道神自己要做他的辩护者。
we see another picture of the Lamb of God in the book of Revelation.
我们在启示录也看到羔羊的另外一个景象。
I've already mentioned John saw in the midst of the throne a lamb as though it had been slain.
我们刚刚也提到约翰在宝座中看到羔羊好像刚刚被杀的。
And there are other words where they worship the lamb that was slain.
也有一些描述讲到说这些大他们都敬拜羔羊。
The book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录是耶稣基督的启示。
It's a revelation of him.
他向我们启示主耶稣基督。
He's sitting on the throne.
是那位坐在宝座上的。
But he's called the Lamb of God in that book.
可是他在那本书却被称为是神的羔羊。
How can we be delivered from our pride?
我们怎么样子才可以从我们的骄傲中被释放出来呢？
Revelation 12 tells us they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
启示录十二章那边讲到那些跟随羔羊的，他们得胜是借着羔羊的血。
There's victory in the blood of the Lamb.
在羔羊的血里面带着得胜的能力。
His precious blood was free from all pride.
他的宝血把我们释放出来，从一切的骄傲。
He invites us to bathe in that fountain of his blood.
他邀请我们能够来啊，在这个血的泉源里面能够被浸在中间。
And the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin.
当圣灵来向我们显示我们的罪的时候，
And he convicts us of something we said or attitude we had.
当他让我们为着我们所说的一些话，或是我们所存的一些态度，在那里自己责备自己的时候，
We must kneel before Jesus and ask him to cleanse us in his blood.
我们需要再来跪在主耶稣的面前，请求他用他的血来洁净，来洗净我们。
Don't go to bed at night without asking him to wash you in his precious blood.
当我们睡觉之前，不要忘记求主耶稣再用他的血来完全的洗净我们。
Oh, to be clean and ready to be united to our bridegroom.
让我们这么的干净，这么被这么的清洁，可以啊持续的，可以再跟我们的新郎联合。
He's called the bride of the Lamb.
我们知道啊，圣经有说到羔羊的妻这句话。
Now you know two cannot be married unless there is some common bond between them.
你知道两个人他们不会结婚的，除非他们有一些共同的啊连结在他们中间，共同的趋向在他们里面。
When my husband came to ask our pastor to marry us, he said, "I have no problem. You are kindred spirits."
Kindred spirit.
Okay. Kindred spirit means that you're one in heart.
当我的先生啊跟牧师来提说要跟我结婚的时候，他说我没有我对于你那么完全的心，我没有什么意见。
That's the way it is. The bride of the Lamb, she has to have the same spirit as the Lamb.
因为这就是啊羔羊的妻所应该有的态度，她需要跟她的配偶里面有存着一个完全一个相同的心。
She's not a self-centered bride.
做羔羊的这个心腹不是一个只是以自己为中心的一个妻。
She has the same lamb-like meekness and humility because he is reigning in her heart.
她需要存着 好像他的新郎啊，那位羔羊，那个谦卑的心，容许这个羔羊的心在他里面做主。
He's taken full control as she allows him to lead.
我们要知道，这羔羊，这个心腹容许他的新郎掌权多少啊，这个羔羊就会掌权多少。
He guides, he directs her the way he allowed his father to lead and direct him.
就好像主耶稣，他怎么样子容许父在他身上来带领，来使用他，这也是心腹的心所当有的。
It was full obedience.
他存心顺服。
The bride follows the lamb wherever he goes.
那些跟随羔羊的人，无论羔羊往哪里去，他的心腹也应当往哪里去。
That's the picture that John had on the Isle of Patmos.
这就是使徒约翰他在拔摩海岛上面所看见的异象。
All heaven opened before him.
哦，天开了。
And what caught his attention? It was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
是什么抓住了约翰的眼目呢？就是那一位在创世以前被杀的羔羊。
And he saw the bride of the lamb.
在那里他也看见了羔羊的妻。
She's been washed in the blood of the lamb.
是那从借着羔羊的血被洗净的。
She overcame in obedience to the Lamb.
他们借着对着羔羊的降服而得胜。
And that's our call today.
这也是我们今天所领受的呼召。
We want to be united to our bridegroom.
我们渴望与我们的新郎连接。
But he needs to work in us to set us free.
可是他需要在我们里面做工来释放我们。
God is longing to impart his humility into our hearts.
哦，神是何等的盼望把他的谦卑能够注入到我们里面。
There's another verse in Isaiah that always blesses me. It's Isaiah 57.
在以赛亚书第五十七章，还有另外一节经文，常常的给我很大的祝福。
It's verse 15.
第十五节。
Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。
I dwell in the high and holy place.
我住在至高至圣的所在。
And I also dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
也与心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。
To revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
The contrite are those who are repentant.
那些痛悔的人就是那些悔改的人。
They've been convicted and they've repented.
每次圣灵来显明他们的罪，他们就悔改。
And the Almighty God in all His power wants to dwell with them.
这位至高至圣，这位至高至上的圣者，这位神，他要跟这样子的人同居。
But the opposite is true about the pride. God knows the pride afar off, the proud people. He knows them at a distance.
反过来也是对的，神也这样子说，他从远处就看出那些骄傲的人。
We are admonished by James to humble ourselves.
雅各他劝告我们，我们需要自卑。
And God tells us to cleanse our hands and our hearts.
在那里，他告诉我们，我们要洁净我们的心，要洗净，要洁净我们的手。
Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift us up.
我要在神面前自卑，他就必使我们升高。
God resists the proud.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
But He gives grace to the humble.
却赐恩给谦卑的人。
It's a wonderful prayer to pray. Jesus, bring me down low at your feet.
这是一个很好的祷告。当我们跟主求说，主啊，让我更多的卑下。
We need to pray that every day.
我们每天都应该这样子祷告。
Oh, Jesus, help me to come down.
哦，主耶稣啊，帮助我更多的卑微。
Deliver me from my pride.
不要让我的骄傲掌权。
Someone once told me, a minister in Canada, about there are four kinds of pride.
在加拿大有一个牧师，他曾经这样教导我。他说有四种不同的骄傲。
Maybe there are more than four, but they put them in the category of four types of pride.
也许有超过四种，可是这个传道人他把它归纳有四种不同的骄傲。
Rhymes, pride of face, pride of race, pride of place, pride of grace.
这四种骄傲就是我们面子的骄傲，我们种族的骄傲，或是我们所在地方的骄傲，或是一个在恩典的骄傲。
Do everything possible to improve their appearance, their face.
我们知道有很多人，他们用很多的方法来改善他们的脸，让它好看一点。
Especially us ladies.
特别是女士们。
Others may fall into the trap of choosing only to associate those of their own race or country.
第二个。讲到种族，有些人他们就选择跟他与他们同样种族、同样国家的人在一起而已。
I'm proud of their race.
他们有他们种族的骄傲。
This is not the Christ-like attitude.
这不是一个像耶稣的态度。
Jesus included Jews and Gentiles.
主耶稣他对犹太人跟外邦人都是一样。
Remember how he went to visit the woman of Samaria?
你记得他怎么样子拜访那位撒玛利亚的妇人。
As Christians, we need to be so filled with the love of God that we can have fellowship with any other blood-washed child of God.
我们是身为基督徒，我们应该这样子的被神的爱所充满，好叫我们能够跟所有神所拯救的信徒来交通。
Their custom and language may be different from ours.
也许他们有不同的习俗，有不同的语言。
But they're washed in the same blood of Jesus as we are.
可是他们也被同样主耶稣的宝血所洗净了。
And as new creatures in Christ, we are all of that family of God.
我们是神的新造，我们都在这个神的家里面。
We share the same bloodline.
我们是分享，我们里面流着同一个血脉。
A new bloodline of Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣的血脉。
I know of.We're getting ready to go to camp, and some of the girls that are working on room assignments say, well, these girls are from Taiwan. They should be in their place. These in China, they should be in their place. They get along better. Oh, my.
我们快要有我们的特会，在纽约州的特会。当有一些人在安排住宿的时候，他们就说，哦，这些从台湾的人，他们可以住在一起。这些从某某地方来的人，他们可以住在一起，因为他们会处得好一点。
It says, oh, we need to be so baptized into the love of God.
Oh, 可是我们说我们需要这样子的被浸在神的爱里面。
And that we can love bears all things.
我们记得爱它是凡事的包容。
Maybe God puts us with a different person to learn from them.
也许神会把我们与不同的人配在一起，好叫我们可以从他们身上学习。
Yesterday, I was working at the church in the afternoon on the food kitchen.
昨天下午我在教会的厨房里面，在那里做一些事。
And I know the Lord put me with working with somebody to show me my own need for more of Him.
在那里，神让我跟另外一个人配搭，让我更多的看见我需要更多得着神。
If we begin to ask Him to bring us down at His feet, He allows situations that show us our great need.
如果我们真实的开始跟神求，让我们更多的服下，更多的谦卑，他就会开始兴起一些事情。
Sometimes it happens at work.
有时候也许在我们工作的场合里面。
Well, sometimes in the family.
有时候是在我们自己家庭里面。
God is always working to change us.
神总是在那里做改变的工作。
He's checking us up to see, are we going to be critical?
好像他在那里会来让我们看见到底我们是不是又有一个批评论断的灵呢？
He tests our consecration.
他会来试炼我们向着他的奉献。
He tests to see, are we following the Lamb wherever He goes?
他会来试炼我们，看我们是不是真的跟随着羔羊，无论羔羊往哪里去。
And if we find out we're not, then we turn to Him and say, Oh, wash me in your blood.
如果我们发现我们没有跟着羔羊，我们就马上的悔改，来跟他说出，你再一次用你的血来洗净我。
Oh, Jesus, bring me down low at your feet.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，把我更多的带服下来在你的脚前。
Breathe on me with your Holy Spirit.
Oh, 吹你的圣灵在我里面。
That I may be changed into your image.
好叫我更多的被改变成你的样式。
Sometimes we need to go after God and pursue Him and say, I must be set free.
有时候我们需要更多的来追求，我们要说出，我必须要在这件事情上面得着释放，或是得着拯救。
Other times we need to sit still in His presence and let Him change us.
有时候我们所要做的就是单单的坐在他的同在的脚前，让他来慢慢的做改变的工作。
But other times we need to be.But the Bible says importunate. We need to seek with all our heart. We need to cry out to Him.
有时候我们必须好像很激烈的来为着某一些事情来征战一样子，要带着那样子的热烈来征战。
And God will give the victory on every line.
直到神能够把那个得胜赐给我们。
Now, the third little rhyme about pride is pride of place.
我们刚提到第三种骄傲，就是我们所在地方的骄傲。
Maybe our position in the world.
这个地方也许可以说到我们在世上的地位。
Perhaps God has given us abilities to hold a position of authority.
也许神把我们摆在某一些地位上面，我们有一些权柄。
We must always remember that we have nothing but what we have received.
我们要永远的记得，我们所有的都是领受的。
with our position as a minister or as a leader.
There comes 不管我们是做领袖的或是做牧师的。
There comes a responsibility to serve others.
这些地位是要我们担起那个服侍别人的责任。
This is our highest calling as we follow the Lord Jesus.
当我们跟随主耶稣的时候，这就是我们最大的呼召。
I must never forget his word. I am among you as he that serveth.
不要忘记主耶稣他这么说，他说我在你们中间好像你们的用人。
Oh, may the Lord help us.
Oh, 我们何等需要主来帮助我们。
Last of all, we find the pride of grace.
最后我们来讲到恩典的骄傲。
This one is harder to recognize.
这种骄傲比较不容易察觉。
It often hides under a false humility.
常常这种骄傲是躲在一个虚假的谦卑底下。
But in the heart, unseen, often lies an attitude of being better than others.
在我们的心里面，常常隐藏着一个意念，就是我们比别人好。
An attitude of knowing more than everybody else.
有一个态度就是，哦，我比别人知道的更多。
We are satisfied to be respected and well thought of.
哦，当别人尊敬我们，当别人说我们好的时候，我们就很满足。
The pride of our grace hinders us from becoming all Jesus wants us to be.
可是这样子恩典的骄傲会拦阻我们成为主耶稣所要我们成为的样式。
It hinders him from ruling in our lives.
这拦阻的主耶稣能够完全的来在我们生命中掌权。
Remember his word, he dwells with the broken and contrite heart.
记得他刚刚我们读到的经节吗？他是与那心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。
He resists the proud.
他阻挡骄傲的人。
Let us beware of spiritual pride.
我们需要非常留意属灵的骄傲。
It makes us think more highly of ourselves than others.
每次当我们看自己比别人强的时候，
expects to have special treatment.
我们就可以期待会有一些事发生。
And recognition.
好像我们渴望人家来认可，来看到我们有多好。
I know in some churches there are special parking places just for the pastor.
好像有一些教会他们保留一些车位，只是牧师可以停的。
I heard the comment by one minister about Jesus being arrested and taken as a criminal to the cross.
我听过有一位牧师讲到主耶稣，他怎么样子，好像一个罪犯一样被逮捕，被抓去。
If they had come into the room where he was washing the feet, they never would have thought he was the leader.
如果那些要捉拿耶稣的人早一点到，看见主耶稣在那里洗门徒的脚，他们不会认出，或者他们不会认出主耶稣会是这一群人的领袖。
They thought this couldn't be the one that we're supposed to arrest. He's down washing their feet.
那些人要来捉拿他，他们会说，不可能是这个给人家洗脚的这个人是要我们捉拿的对象。
Let's remember, he said, I had no place to lay my head.
主耶稣也说过，人只是没有枕头的地方。
There's such a danger of taking credit for the work the Lord does through us. How we need to know that of ourselves, we can do nothing at all.
我们需要明白，就是从我们自己，我们凭着自己，我们什么都不能做。
It's only His Spirit that draws souls to Himself.
只有是他的圣灵可以吸引人到他的跟前。
We need to ask Him to clothe us with His humility.
我们需要来求他，让我们穿上他的谦卑。
Cast out all pride and superiority that looks down on others.
把我们的骄傲，把我们看自己比别人高的这些事，都把它丢弃了。
Apostle Paul said, "Lest he be exalted above measure, God gave him a thorn in the flesh."
好像保罗说，免得我过于自高，所以有一个刺在我的身上。
Buffet him, lest he be exalted above measure.
所以有一个撒旦的差役在他身上。
God's great desire is to have us conform to the image of His dear Son.
神的心意是要我们能够被磨成他自己亲爱儿子的形象。
A Lamb of God.We see Jesus, as we said, washing the feet of the disciples, not accepting praise or recognition.
我们看见主耶稣怎么样子为他的门徒洗脚，他拒绝一切人的称赞和夸耀。
He was turning all attention to his Father.
他只是把一切的注意焦点都转移到父的身上。
He would say many times in the Gospel of John, the works that I do are my Father's.
他许多次在约翰福音都讲到说，我所做的工不是我做的，是我父的工。
The words that I speak are my Father's.
我所说的话也不是出于自己，乃是父所说的。
The Lord wants to conquer us before He sends us out to conquer.
神他必须先征服我们，好使用我们来征服这个。
Are we willing to come down low at His feet and learn of Him?
我们是不是愿意降服在他的脚前来跟随他呢？
Paul writes to the Philippians, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
保罗在腓立比书讲到凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in lowliness of mind, esteem others better than yourself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He made himself of no reputation.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And taking the form of a servant, coming in the likeness of men.
他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
Even the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
叫一切天上的、地上的
，those in heaven, those in earth, and those under the earth, every tongue should confess Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Shall we not follow the Lamb wherever He goes?
我们是否跟随羔羊，无论羔羊往哪里去呢？
He will lead us to Calvary.
他会把我们带到加略山。
As he told his disciples, if any man would come after me, Let him deny self.
他怎么样子告诉门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，
Pick up his cross and follow me.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The cross is a sign of this is my way going straight. But the cross comes across it. It crosses my way.
十字架就好像我自己有我要做的，有我的意见。可是十字架就在这里，把我所要的把它切掉了，把它中断了。
Across our own nature.
把我的原来的性情把它否定掉。
What comes natural is my pride.
这是我的，我们老自己所出来的就是骄傲，我们很自然的就骄傲。
What comes natural from Adam is my self-life.
我们从亚当的生命很自然流出来的就是我们的老生命。
It's natural to feel jealous.
好像我们很容易就会嫉妒。
It's natural to get angry.
我们发脾气也是很自然的事。
It's natural to look down on other people.
我们看别人不如我们是一件很自然的事。
And to feel very proud of my achievement.
我们很自然就会觉得，当我们有什么成就的时候，我们就觉得很好，很骄傲。
Why we need to follow the lamb.
可是我们需要跟随羔羊。
We need to come running to him.
我们需要向他奔跑而去。
We need to say yes, Jesus.
我们需要跟他说，是的，主耶稣。
This path will lead us down into the valley of humility.
这样子的一个路径会把我们引到那个谦卑的谷中。
He says he lives in the high and holy place, but he also lives with those who are of humble heart.
他在至高之处，可是他也与那些谦卑的人同居。
If we're willing to come down, we'll find him down there in the valley waiting for us.
如果我们愿意伏下来，我们就会发现他是在那谦卑的山谷里面等着我们。
He's called the lily of the valley.
他就好像他被称为谷中的百合花。
And the bright and morning star.
他是那明亮的晨星。
And he wants to have a bride who's been changed into his image.
他在寻找一个心腹，是那被磨成他自己形象的心腹。
He must conquer in our lives.
他必须先征服我们的生命。
Are we willing to come down low at his feet?
我们是不是愿意伏下来在他的脚前呢？
Jesus said to Mary had chosen the better part.
他曾经说，玛利亚已经拣选了那上好的福分。
She was down at his feet.
玛利亚就在他的脚前。
His feet were nail pierced for us.
他的脚曾经被钉子钉穿过去，为着我们。
And he's waiting to pour out his spirit of humility.
他等着要用他谦卑的灵来为我们施洗。
The devil has two plots against Christians.
Two plots?
Attempts to destroy a plot. P-L-O-T.
Okay. 撒旦有两个计谋要来毁坏一个基督徒。
One is to tempt us into the lust of the flesh.
其中一个是引诱我们要进入我们肉体的情欲。
Many ministries have been destroyed by an unclean heart.
我们看到有许多的事工因着这样子不清洁的心被毁坏了。
But the other attempt the enemy has is to make us proud of ourselves.
可是另外一个仇敌的伎俩，就是让我们以我们自己为傲。
It destroys the ministry.
来毁坏，来摧毁一个事工。
One act of humility before your congregation is greater than 1,000 sermons.
要知道，我们在我们会众面前，我们甚至一个小小的谦卑的举动，要胜过我们讲一千篇的好的道理。
We don't try to make ourselves humble.
我们不是要努力的做出一个谦卑的样子。
We're just very careful to follow God's will, God's in obedience.
事实上，我们只是很留意的来顺服神，来顺服他。
Be obedient to His voice.
就是来跟随他，顺服他的声音。
Keep united to the vine.
就好像与他来连接。
Keep leaning on Him.
好像就这样子靠着他。
Be careful to listen to His voice.
就是留意的在那里来听他的声音。
And be focusing on Him at all times.
好像时时刻刻我们的焦点都是在他身上。
Be content that you will never have any humility of your own.
我们永远都不会有我们自己的谦卑。
It's only as you allow Jesus to live out His life within you.
我们的谦卑的来源只有当主耶稣从我们里面活出他的生命。
We will never have any more humility than we have of Him.
我们也永远不会拥有谦卑超过我们拥有主耶稣。在我们课程的末了，我要向大家读一些东西。
This is an answer to the pride of our birth and our rank.
这是一个the answer to the pride.
Is not at the very end. Are you with me? Is not this the carpenter's son, Matthew 13?
我们找到在马太福音第十三章。
And sometimes we have pride of wealth.
我们有时候会有一些财富上面的骄傲。
But Jesus said, "The Son of Man has not where to lay his head."
可是主耶稣说，我人子没有一个枕头的地方。
We're proud of being respected.
有时候我们会因着被人尊敬就骄傲。
But the people said of Jesus, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
我们记得在约翰福音那边有人讲说，拿撒勒能够出什么好的吗？
We can be proud of our personal appearance.
我们也有可能会为着我们外面的外表而骄傲。
But Isaiah said he had no form nor comeliness, no beauty.
可是以赛亚他说他无家型美容。
We can be proud of our reputation.
我们也可能会因着我们的名誉而骄傲。
But the Pharisees said Jesus was just a friend of.Publicans and sinners.
可是记得法利赛人他们批评主耶稣说他是罪人和税吏的朋友。
We can be proud of what we've learned.
我们也有可能会因着我们所学到的而骄傲。
But the teachers in the temple said, "How does this man know letters? He has never learned."
可是在殿里面的教师他们称主耶稣说，这个人怎么能够明白呢？因为他从来没有学过书啊。
We can be proud of our superiority.
我们也有可能为着我们的尊贵，我们比别人好，我们的超越而骄傲。
But as we've heard this morning, Jesus said, "I'm among you as one who serves."
可是我们今天已经讲到好几次，主耶稣他说，我在你们中间好像服侍人的。
We can be proud of our success.
我们也有可能为着我们的成功而骄傲。
And Isaiah tells us Jesus was despised and rejected of men.
以赛亚书那里说到他被藐视，被人厌弃。
We tend to be proud of our ability.
我们也常会因着我们自己的能力而骄傲。
Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing at all.
主耶稣他说，我凭着我自己，我什么都不能做。
We can be proud of our own self-will.
我们也可能会为着我们自己的意志而骄傲。
And Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me.
可主耶稣他说，我来不是要做我自己的旨意，乃是要照着他那差我来者的旨意而行。
It's so easy to be proud of our intellect.
我们也可能为着我们的聪明或是我们的头脑而骄傲。
And Jesus says again, as my Father has taught me, I speak.
主耶稣他说，父怎么样子教我，我就怎么样说。
Oh, as we look at the life of Jesus, we see it is a rebuke to every form of pride that you might have. I want to share one thing the Lord gave me early yesterday morning. It's one verse in 2 Kings.
我要跟大家再分享最后一件事情，神啊，今天或者说昨天所教导我的。
I was teaching this lesson yesterday to another group of people, and I woke early in the morning, realizing this is our last weekend.
昨天我跟另外一个课室的学员交通，今天早上我起来的时候，我想到说这是我最后一堂课了。
I got up at 4 a.m. to pray for a couple hours before class.
我花了好几个小时在上课之前在那里祷告。
As I realized, this lesson is so important to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我发现说这个课，这个内容对主耶稣是这么的重要。
He wants to prevent us from being destroyed by the enemy's tactics.
因为主耶稣这么盼望我们能够从仇敌的伎俩里面得着保守。
And the Holy Spirit is longing to prepare a bride.
那圣灵是怎么样子的？很渴望能够在今天预备主的心腹。
And the Holy Spirit knows it's a bride for the Lamb.
圣灵知道是羔羊的血。
And she must be changed.
让我们被改变。
Be like him.
能够像他。
Well, I came out to where I pray in this room at 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
昨天早上四点的时候，我这样子祷告。
And I reached for my Bible.
我就打开我的圣经。
I just opened to this.Verse.
我就翻到这节经文。
It's Second Chronicles 26. Did I say Kings? I meant Chronicles.
在历代志下那里。
It's a story of Uzziah. Now Uzziah was the king that reigned 57 years, I believe it was 52 years.
这是讲到乌西亚王的故事。乌西亚王他做王52年。
It's when he died that Isaiah had his vision of the Lord.
当乌西亚王崩的，他去世那一年，就是以赛亚看见主的那一年。这是他是一个很伟大的王。
He accomplished much.
他成就了很多的事。
He loved the soil and he worked with the gardeners.
他可以做那些园子的工作，他做了很多的事情。
He did a lot of building.
他也盖造了很多的事情。
And he even invented some machinery.
他甚至也设计创造了一些机械的工具。
You can read the whole chapter later today.
Can you repeat? I'm sorry.
But in verse 15, it says, his fame spread far and wide.
好像他所盖造的，他的名声传到远处。
He was marvelously helped till he became strong.
直到他是变得这么的强盛。
But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his own destruction.
可是他的心就心高气傲，这带来他毁灭的原因。
For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar.
他就干犯了耶和华，他要进到殿里坛里面那边来献祭。
And Azariah the priest and 80 priests came and said, No, you can't do that.
可是祭司在那里告诉他说，不，这不是你的事情。
Only the priests are to serve in the temple.
唯有祭司才可以在殿里面这样子的侍奉。
Now, verse 19 tells us he became furious.
可是19节讲到说他就发怒了。
He was the king. He thought he could do anything.
他以为他自己可以做任何的事情了。
And he was the king inside his own heart.
因为他就是王啊，他应该可以做。
While he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead.
他就向祭司发怒，结果他就长了麻风。
And the priest started to thrust him out of that place. In fact, he hurried to get out himself.
祭司赶快把他推出去。
Because the Lord had struck him.
因为耶和华击打了他。
He that exalts himself shall be abased.
凡是自高的必降为卑。
I thought by opening to that section that the Lord is very interested in ministers and leaders.
当我看到这一段的时候，我知道神他非常的在意那些服侍他的人，那些做牧师的人。
When we get successful, we need to be very careful.
特别当我们有一些果效的时候，我们需要非常的留意。
When you lead a small group, you're the leader.
当你带一个小组的时候，你是他们的领袖。
Jesus was the great leader.
主耶稣他是一个很伟大的领袖。
And he stooped to wash their feet.
可是他怎么样子卑下来洗门徒的脚呢？
And we don't want to be like this King Uzziah.
我们不想没入这乌西亚王的后尘。
We know we've been marvelously helped by the Lord.
我们知道我们需要神许多的帮助。
When he became strong, he thought it was himself.
你知道，当一个人强盛的时候，他就开始会想到他自己。
And he took upon himself more authority than God appointed.
就是当我们以为自以为是，我们就会做神超过神所量给我们的。
And God allowed us to have this recorded so that we could learn.
神把这样的故事写在圣经里面，所以我们要得着警戒。
The Lord is able to bring us down.
神可以帮助我们服下来。
But so much better if we are willing to come down.
可是如果我们是心甘乐意的卑下，那会是更好的。
And bow low before him.
能够在他的面前深深的低伏。
And stay in his will at all times.
能够留意的一直居住在他的旨意里面。
It's so easy for us to feel we need to do.
你知道，我们常常容易觉得说，哦，我们需要做这个，做那个。
But if we're holy hearers, we're just as willing to be used as not to be used.
可是我们正确的态度是，主，你要用我，或是把我放一边都好。
What pleases God is that we are obedient.
真正神所喜悦的是一个降服的心。
Obedient to hear His voice and do His will.
就是一个顺服他的声音，能够行他的旨意。
Hallelujah, let me pray.
Hallelujah, 让我来祷告。
Oh, Jesus, we thank you for going to the cross for us.
Oh, 主耶稣啊，我为着你为我们上十字架感谢你。
We thank you that you came down.
我们为着你来降卑感谢你。
You humbled yourself.
你怎么样子下来？你怎么样子存心谦卑
？And you became obedient unto the death of the cross.
你存心的顺服，以致死在十字架上。
This morning, pour out your grace.
哦，今天早上，愿你将这样子的恩典倒出来。
Pour out your Holy Spirit.
愿你倾倒你的圣灵。
Make us able to come down.
让我们能够愿意，也能够卑下降卑。
Help us to get out of the way.
让我们可以不拦阻你。
That Christ may be all and in all.
好叫基督真成为一切，又在一切之内。
You will fill our vision.
你能够充满我们的意象，我们的眼目。
And you will have your perfect will accomplished.
好叫你那个完美的旨意能够成就。
We want to follow the Lamb.
我们渴望做羔羊的跟随者。
We want you to be the one.
我们要你做那一位。
We ask it for your glory.
我们用因着你的荣耀，我们来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We still have a few minutes. I'd like my dear friend Titian.To close in prayer in Chinese. Oh, Karabaka, Sharabaka.
主要我们为着你这个月的教导感谢你。主要你深深的知道，主要我们要靠着我们自己，我们是一条绝路的。哦，主啊，但是你的拯救，你的救恩是这么的大，我们不愿意忽略。主啊，救我们脱离我们自己，救我们脱离我们满足于我们自己所看到的。主啊，来扩张我们的境界。哦，主啊，挪去我们的帕子。主啊，擦亮我们的眼睛。哦，主啊，我们要向你买那个火炼的金子。我们要向你来求那个从上头来的膏油。主啊，你更多的来光照我们。主啊，你更多用那火和圣灵为我们施洗。主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。主啊，你的意思就是要你的心腹是那纯洁没有瑕疵的。哦，主啊，不是只是我们外面做出来的样子。主啊，乃是我们那样子的被羔羊的生命所充满。哈利路亚，主啊，真是但愿我们行走在地上的年日，主啊，我们反映出来的见证，主啊，就是那个迦偶，他靠着他的良人从旷野上来也好，主啊，在田野间也好，主啊，我们只愿意我们的良人被人看见，我们只愿意我们的良人被人称颂。主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，主啊，为着你所做的工作感谢你，主啊，我们求你，主啊。不要让我们停在这里，主啊，不要让我们听过就忘记了，主啊，我们求你，主啊，用的光厉害的光照我们，每一天用你的真理，主啊，用的光引导我们到你的祭坛面前，哦，主啊，让你所说的一切的真理，主啊，能够成为我们的实际，主啊，不愿意停留在那个软弱，主啊，贫穷卑微里面，主啊，让我们起来跟随你，主啊，你做我们里面的力量，主，你做我们的盼望。主，你做我们主啊，行走主啊，我们一切所依靠的主啊，我们再次的感谢你主啊，我们在这里为着每一个学员祷告主啊，我们要相信主啊，你自己所开始的功你自己能够成就，我们把一切的荣耀来归给你主啊，我们也期待主啊，虽然课程会结束，主啊，你的圣灵天天跟我们在一起， 主啊，你天天就是我们的最好的老师。主，我们谢谢你，我们赞美你。主啊，愿你在一切的事上，主啊，你被高举，你得着荣耀。谢谢主，奉救主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，阿门。We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We see you high and lifted up.
我们要看见你高高在上。
And your train fills the temple.
Oh, 你的衣裳垂下，充满圣殿。
In every classroom.
Oh, 在每一个课室里面。
Draw near, Lord.
Oh, 主啊，带我们靠近你。
Impart your humility.
哦，主啊，把你那谦卑的心给我们。
Poured in by your spirit.
哦，主啊，借着你的圣灵。
We thank you for the blood of the Lamb.
我们为着羔羊的血来感谢你。
Sets us free from our own self-life.
哦，真的可以把我们从我们自己老旧的生命所救拔出来的。
Thank you. We believe you to come to every minister, every teacher, every leader.
哦、oh, ，是的，我们相信你，我们特别求你临到每一个做领袖的、做牧师的。
Make us all students today.
哦、oh, ，让我们每一个今天，我们就来做学生。
You are the teacher.
因为只有你是我们的老师。
We want to learn of you.
我们要学你的样式。
But we believe you, Lord, to enter every room.
我们相信你，主啊，你就要进到每一个课室里。
Pour out your spirit.
哦，来浇灌下你的圣灵。
Fill every heart.
充满每一颗心。
Give us a sight of the Lamb of God.
哦，主啊，让我们的眼目被神的羔羊这个图画所充满。
Seated in heaven, waiting for his bride.
这位羔羊怎么样子坐在天上等着他的心腹
？And all of heaven worshiping him.
哦，这所有在天上的都在敬拜他。
We worship you too.
主啊，我们也要这样来敬拜你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
Until we meet again.
与你们同在，直到我们下一次再见的日子。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。